WBEZ is supported by Unison, presenting their Chicago Floor Sample Sale, March 9th through the 13th. This in-person event features showroom samples and collections of furniture, rugs, and decor, offered at a 50% off retail pricing. Unison designs and curates modern home furnishings, including textiles, decor, furniture, and dining pieces, created in collaboration with artists and designers. More at unisonhome.com/sample sale. Unison, where modern meets timeless.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Remnants of Hurricane Beryl are barreling into the Chicago area. The National Weather Service has placed parts of northern Illinois and northern Indiana under a flood watch. Meteorologist Brett Borkhart says waves of rain are expected through tomorrow and says people should take precautions before waters potentially rise.
So anyone who lives in a flood-prone area or has a basement or a home that typically floods when there's a lot of rainfall, we encourage them to stay up to date on the forecast, to heed warnings, and to potentially even prepare by maybe moving some items away from those flood-prone areas, whether that's a patio or a basement.
Borkhart says the forecast is expected to dry out by the end of the week. Students at Larry's Barber College on Chicago's South Side spent some time today learning how to identify and respond to opioid overdoses. My colleague Adora Namigade checked it out.
Rush Family Nurse Practitioner Keisha House stands in front of a room of about 20 students, teaching them how to open someone's airways who looks passed out.
Everybody in this room, take your fist, ball it up for me. The knuckle. Take the knuckle, put it right here on your breastbone. Hurt, don't it?
She says if the person doesn't move, it's a probable sign of overdose. This is a helpful tip for Jasmine Scott, who is training to become a barber instructor.
I thought an overdose looked a lot like a seizure, and it definitely doesn't. It's more so when they go unresponsive.
Students received Narcan to take home after the demonstration. Adora Namigade, WBEZ News.
White Sox ace pitcher Garrett Crochet will represent the Southsiders at next week's All-Star Game. Coming into the season, Crochet had only ever been a reliever in his pro career, and he'd missed much of the last two seasons because of injury. And when it was announced during spring training Crochet would be shifting into the starting rotation, there were some questions about how he would perform and how his arm would hold up. But after being named the White Sox lone All-Star Game rep, Crochet has answered those questions soundly.
I didn't necessarily expect my first year starting to go this way, but you know, I'm really happy with where I'm at. You know, my confidence is in a good place. I feel really good with my stuff and most importantly, feeling good.
The All-Star Game is July 16th in Arlington, Texas. Weather, we do have a flood watch in effect through Wednesday afternoon. Cloudy skies, some showers showing up, a high near 80, and then showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some storms could be heavy, a low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, showers are likely, a high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.